Tonight, we discuss the nomination of Brett and Rachel and Bailey's power-hungry behavior. We also discuss Rachel's blow-up and Tyler's ingenious gameplay. That, plus eviction, hacker challenge, and HOHCon. Plus, we welcome special guest host, Mike Lawson. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty.
Hello, everyone. Where's the... What's up with that? I unmute you early. Okay, and
I was taken aback because we already have a statement in the chat room saying, please tell me one of you are going to talk about Brett's anal lice tonight.
Okay. I immediately started Googling. I was like, I'm on this.
I know nothing. Okay. I know nothing about Brett's anal. I mean, this part.
I'm not quite sure what's going on there either.
First of all, what is anal? I mean, I know what lice are, and I know what an anus is.
You know what? Well, I'm guessing it's lice around your butthole.
I mean,
are you not good at math then? Because it's that plus that.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I've never heard of someone having...
Mike Lawson, being a single man, and you're going back to the White Horse Inn,
Yeah, it's an inn.
Yeah.
Maybe investigate anal lice for us.
I know it's a bar, but isn't it called the White Horse Inn?
It is. No, it's totally the White Horse Inn, yeah.
Okay. Do they have anal lice there?
I've heard rumors, and I haven't seen them with my own eyes, though. Okay. But it's there, yeah.
See, I don't want to talk about this, but I'm going to. When I was in college, I had a straight...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. He scrambled.
Yeah.
Alliance.
He scrambled the letters up. It's alliance, not anal lice. Okay.
Yes. When I was in college...
He was trying to spell alliance, but he spelled anal lice.
I had
Now back to Adam's anal lice, please.
I never had anal lice. Not that I know of. But when I was in college, I had a straight roommate, which is not really relevant except that
he had anal lice.
Started itching one day, and I looked down, and in my pubic area, I had something that looked like black pepper or something. And I picked at it or whatever, and then I looked, and it was moving around on my finger. So I called my mom.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, crying. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
And
I never
said it's anal lice. Okay.
I never
eight inch story short.
I never told my roommate, but I while he was out, I like washed all the sheets and everything in the room, and I just prayed that he didn't get anything, because then who knows? Now he's probably telling people I got crabs for my roommate when I was in anyway. And then later
Anyway, hi, Mike Lawson.
Speaking of crabs.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I like what you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you. We tried to have you a few weeks back, and it just didn't work out. And we ended up with that guy, Alex. What's his name? Alex
Lefebvre.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good episode, too.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, he knows his stuff. Like, he came on here with, like, stuff to talk about. Yeah, I'm really underprepared, if that's the bar.
Except I feel like his...
are amongst good company.
putting Rockstar on his team was not probably a good thing. But other than that, yes, he was very prepared.
Well, Mike, as you know, we have a few questions that we'd like to ask everybody that comes on as a special guest. Now, do you consider yourself a Big Brother super fan?
Certainly not super fan. I enjoy it. It's my summer sport every summer, but that's kind of as far as I go. I watch everything they put on TV, and I stop there. So whatever CBS edits and throws at me, I enjoy. But I don't do like live feeds or read the blogs or do any of that.
You don't have an app then?
No apps. No, I don't normally vote. If they do like America votes, I don't participate. But every once in a while, I'll get like really invested in somebody they have in the cast, and I'll jump in and do a vote or two. But I'm a pretty relaxed fan.
Okay, but you also don't like to miss an episode.
Oh, I never miss an episode. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And right. I have theories, and you know, I have the one Big Brother fan at work that I always go to after we watch an episode and we talk about it. So like I am a fan. I'm just not super fan.
What? Right. And you know, what the fuck is a super fan anyway? So
true.
Anyway, by the way, we have a Mib in the chat room and I don't know how to tell them to change their name. So,
it's always
hi, Mib. Thanks for being with them.
It's always a precarious thing. It's /Nick and then a space and then whatever you want your name to be. But it's very hard to okay. say that in a way that people understand. Wow. You're just all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Well, coming I'm in there. Just, everybody's mm-hmm. sending me texts. You know, I wish it was a gentleman caller. So anyway, and how many years have you been watching this, Mike?
You know, not too long. I would say the first Brendan Rachel season, whatever season that was. So maybe a few years.
So that was the year that what's his name that was a podcaster was on it?
Reagan Fox.
Yes. Reagan Fox.
Yeah,
yes. Certainly. Yeah. Okay. I would say that's probably one of my first seasons that I watched. So not too long.
Well, that's probably...
maybe 5 years, 6 years.
No, I was going to say
is this
eight.
Is this the Rachel that was just on the on there like yes. last week or whatever?
Yeah.
Didn't they say she was like season? I don't know. Now I was thinking six or
I'm
eight.
Sure,
or something,
I'm sure Michael Austin can probably goggle it and let us know what season.
I guess.
You know, he has to do this on his own show. Speaking of that, you have your own show. Tell everybody what your own show is.
Yeah, I do a podcast with my buddy Joey over at catchinguppodcast.com. It's called Catching Up. So you could also search Catching Up Podcast with Mike and Joe, pretty much anywhere you catch your podcasts. Okay. Season 12, by the way, was this season.
Okay, so that's 8 years.
You were right. Yeah, it's been a while.
How about that?
And I was telling you before we started recording that I've gone back and started doing Survivor from the very beginning. And mm-hmm. if Big Brother were a little more accessible, like if I had access to the beginning of this, I think I would do it for this too. But it's harder to find on streaming services.
I would kind of like to go back and watch Big Brother, or I would like to be, I don't think I can find it, but Big Brother UK. Mm-hmm. When I first started watching Big Brother, it was when I was in the UK, and I like nudity, and they allow nudity over there in the UK, but I don't think, maybe you can find it, and I just don't know how, but I'm not sure if you can find it, but.
Well, I can tell you, Mike, you can find the very first episode.
Oh, my God.
Tom and Carrie. Okay.
Popular people usually know how to turn it on vibrate.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, see, Fatty doesn't like people text messaging him. It
well,
eats
it's,
into his
it's,
retirement.
It's a blue text message. You have a blue text message, right, Mike?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a savage.
Well, unlike Adam. Okay.
I know. I would assume him to be green. I know he is certainly an Android person.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I get it now. Blue text. Okay. Okay.
Okay. You can find the very first episode of Big Brother on YouTube, and I urge you to go at least watch it.
The very first episode, yeah.
The very first episode.
I could see myself sitting at YouTube to watch a single episode, but I'm not going to binge a season that way. You know?
Yes. Yes. And
is that because you don't want to be sitting at a computer?
No, it's because it's not set up properly. So, like, once I finish episode one, or if I stop halfway between in episode two, like, it's not going to pick up for me. Do you know what I mean? It just makes the chore. It makes it too much of a chore because I can stream, you know, something onto my TV, but it just doesn't keep up the way like Hulu would.
Yeah. Or like Netflix, where it just immediately starts the next episode of whatever you're watching.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And by the way, our Mib has become Vaude Kaluver, which I think is Anti-Vera. Anyway.
Vaude Kaluver, that was Anti-Vera's stripper name when she was in Russia. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Hi, Anti-Vera, if it is. Or yes. Hi, Vaude.
Hi, Vaude. So, first of all, Mike, what do you think of this season so far?
So far, so good. It's a solid season. I have people I really enjoy. I have people that I enjoy less. I think Swaggy C certainly would have been somebody on my last nerve. And I don't know. I wish that they could have kept him around longer, because that would have probably helped me figure out who I love and hate a little bit better. I love the kind of like showmances that are happening. It was interesting on the last episode, one of you guys talked about how Fessel and whatever her name is.
Haley.
What is her name?
Haley.
How Fessel's way into her and she's probably not that into him. And then the next episode after that, you see the hammock kind of going down and Fessel being like an obsessive boyfriend walking back and forth in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I'm liking the cast. JC, you know, provides enough entertainment. He's kind of out of his mind, but that's fun to watch. I like it. I think it's good.
Okay. Now, do you like the seasons where they bring people back?
No, I don't. I like a full, you know, brand new cast. I don't like too much of the twists and turns. I like just a regular Big Brother game. If I had my choice.
Did you like the celebrity Big Brother season?
Enough. Yeah, enough. I think it was, you know, fast and it didn't feel like a really good meaty summer of Big Brother, but you know, it's still a game I enjoy to watch.
Okay. So in the chat room, Alex says, did you see how Scotty offered sexual favors to some?
Wait, no. What? Just hang on. Just hang on. Hang on. We'll get to that in a few minutes, Alex. Okay.
I didn't see that, so I have no idea what he's talking about. Is that a spoiler?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
God, I have my theories, Mr. Lawson, that Scotty is, as they say, homosexual.
And you think that I've heard this, but like you think he knows that he is, not that he's like one of these guys that's like not out and not kind of confronting his shit, his stuff, but he's like,
you can say shit.
Okay. I didn't know for sure.
This is an explicit podcast. Oh, I forgot to add the label. Actually, it will be an explicit podcast when I remember.
Okay. Now I know.
You can fucking say that too. By the way, it's not Vaude. Lover, it's vodka lover, so it's definitely anti-Vera. Okay.
So do you think that he's a homosexual that is like a healthy, like he knows that he's homosexual, he, you know, is in maybe a homosexual relationship or is like dating and like living that life?
I think this is his coming out story.
Okay.
So is he going to like,
he's going to this season then?
He's going to run into the room and be like, I'm coming out, you know, all of a sudden.
Anyway, but we'll talk a little bit more about little signals and all.
Well, now I want to say though,
you have to admit that he was enamored by Brett.
He was. But now a couple of weeks ago, you were saying that you thought he wasn't sure or like maybe he was on the fence or hadn't quite decided. So now it sounds like you're changing your tune and you think he does.
A couple of other things have happened.
Okay.
Since all of that. So anyway,
now that I think about it though, I'm not sure. Like he said, like, I've never kissed anyone, whatever. Has he said like, I've never kissed a woman? Has he like even put pronouns out there or not pronouns, but like gendered his like
Package that he says that I've never kissed a girl.
Okay. Huh.
So
you might be onto something.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple of other things that I want to mention tonight that I have, and obviously there are homosexuals working on Big Brother, and they're like, "Oh, did that girl just say that? Oh, we got to get that on the air," you know. So let's go back to last week. We had the spoilers about who was on the block. It was Brett and Nutsy Rachel.
Yeah.
And Rachel just went just batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that she. Well, okay. Can I have to do this every episode?
Of course.
I hate
Brett.
Popular jockey. full of themselves. Boy, I think I was traumatized when I was in junior high and high school. I mean, that has to be it, because I just cannot stand. And it bugs me so much that he all the time mentions that I'm a cybersecurity expert. And he is so dumb. And I hate his speeches that he, anyway. But yes, it should have been a shoe-in, but his alliance loves him. That's the other thing. I don't understand why his alliance wants him to stay so badly. I would think they would.
I think it might have to do with just he is physically fit, and he is a meathead, but he can bring it home, and they need that on their side.
Has he won a competition?
But also maybe, I mean, the people who are aligning with him are not you. They were not, maybe they're not carrying around the baggage that you're carrying around. So they like the guy, you know, he is charming. He is, you know, he's cocky and douchey, but some people can stomach that. They can stomach.
See,
cocky.
I don't care what somebody looks like. I love flesh and I love in shape guys, but with that personality, I mean,
I'm with you on the personality, and he really rubs me the wrong way too. And I couldn't hang around with him for very long without the speeches he gives really drive me up the wall. Like I would just want to leave the house when he gave one of those speeches. I would give up.
Okay, but lies. All he did this week was sit back and let Rachel just dig her own grave.
He really didn't work very hard to stay. You're right. She just kind of self-imploded.
Yeah, so of course Bailey, and I talked about this last week, but Bailey handled it completely wrong because she was basically threatening her own alliance members. And I talked about this already. Everybody came into the room and, you know, was having their little one-on-ones with her. And she was, you know, just going off on even her own alliance members. You have to, you know, whatever. And then she was so stupid because she had a conversation with Tyler and he has her convinced even to this day that he is like her, like number one. They have some Bailey Tyler alliance, she thinks now. And I just thought, man, she's so stupid. I mean,
what do you think of Queen Bee?
I don't hate her. Now this week she gave me some ammunition, right? Like there are some things that kind of were weird this week. But before that, there was nothing I disliked about the lady. I feel like she kind of expressed herself appropriately in the diary room. And then you saw her really playing a game out when she was in the house, kind of not expressing those same things and kind of just relaxing on topics that really could get a person hot. So I respect that.
But she also committed the immortal sin. She told about her special power.
Yeah, I mean, she did. I think she thought she was going to get something out of that, don't you? Didn't she kind of express like, well, now Rachel is, I don't really know. Why did she?
Why do I need to tell somebody who I say is a pawn that I have a special power so that they actually believe that they're a pawn?
I think it was stupid. I always think it's stupid to tell anyone about your power if you've got one. I think you should just, because then when you use it, no one knows who used it, so they can't use it against you and whatever. So I always think that's stupid. Yeah. And she shared it with someone who's on a different alliance than her. And anytime someone does that, they're always like, oh, maybe this will gain their trust and they'll flip over to my side. It never works out that way. Never.
But it actually, this did actually work in her favor, if you really think about it, though, because Tyler was tempted to use his power of veto. And when he found out that she was holding this special power, he decided, you know, it was kind of the linchpin. He was like, well, that's it. I'm not going to use my power of veto because she has this power that could then screw up next week for me. So she got exactly what she wanted because the power was revealed.
So actually, let's.
Well, she didn't. She got the least important part of her power of the power of veto.
Yeah, well,
she got the power. No, she got the power of veto. She got the nominations to remain the same. You're right.
So let's talk about
that. She didn't get what she wanted.
The veto competition. So the veto competition was this puzzle where they had to build a road out of these puzzle pieces that got them from one end of the maze or puzzle to the other. And I don't remember who all played. Do you remember who played Fatty?
I know that JC played and he couldn't lift the puzzle pieces.
Sam played.
It was they're so tricky with editing because you genuinely have no idea who won if you're just watching what they put on TV, because they edit it, you know, everybody's a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so JC, Sam, Brett, Tyler, of course, because Brett was on
Rachel,
the block. So Rachel.
And Bailey.
Okay, yeah, and Bailey. And, of course, Golden Boy Tyler won, as we were talking about. And one day, I don't like Tyler at the moment, but once he,
only because I have him on my team.
Well, that too. But only because he's playing so well, and I root for the underdogs. That's another one of those things that I need to go to the therapist about. But as soon as someone becomes like a power player, I'm always not for them anymore. But as soon as he kicks Brett off, I'll like Tyler again. I don't know why he's got such a hard on for Brett and thinks he needs to keep Brett in the game all the time. But
he's a bigger target.
Maybe that's it. Anyway, so Tyler plays. Tyler won, and then Tyler works all of his. He's having all these one-on-ones with Bailey where he's trying to convince her of things and who she should put up and not and whatever. And she's, saying, "Well, are you gonna be in an alliance with me or whatever?" And he convinces her of that. One thing that he did do is that I thought was so smart is he went into the room and started telling her that he was such good friends with Angela. And that he really liked Angela, and he thought he was going to go with Angela really far. And he did that just so that that she would – what was it now? I can't remember. I thought it was such a smart thing, and now I can't remember exactly what it was.
It's like kind of reverse psychology. So then when he said, like, if I use this, you're going to put up Angela, right? And so it kind of, like, weirdly backfired, right? Because it was misunderstood that
– That was it. He said, "I don't like Angela. You need to put her up." And then he made another comment that he really liked Scotty.
Right.
And so he was trying to and it almost worked because there was another shot of her talking and she was saying how maybe she should put up Angela. I believe. I may be wrong about that. But anyway, I thought that was really ingenious. And then, yes, you're right, Mike. Tyler was going to take someone off.
And then he denied it. So, I mean, he's got everybody wrapped around his finger, sort of.
He does. I think he's playing a strong game, but that doesn't always mean that you'll last another week, right?
Right.
It reminds me of the game that, why can't I remember his name? The cop or the detective from a couple of seasons ago. Oh, who's the guy won a couple of seasons ago that was a police officer?
Derek.
Oh, Derek, yeah.
And actually, I really liked Derek. I liked Derek the whole season. Like, he never rubbed me the wrong way, and he was always pulling the strings behind the scenes and then ended up winning. Tyler reminds me of Derek.
As opposed to Paul that was pulling the strings and everybody was just going, ugh.
Yeah, and then they get to the end, and Paul obviously played the better game. And they picked the other guy because everyone hated Paul because he played such a good game. So,
by the way, Mike has just posted a picture of Tyler with short hair.
Hubba,
in the chat room.
Hubba. That's, he looks great, right?
That now, Mike Lawson, based on the little bit I know about your type, I wouldn't see that as your type.
Well, my type is a spectrum of many different types, right?
And the older you get, boy, does that spectrum just expand and expand. Yeah.
Wow.
You want to call me daddy? Absolutely. Yes. I'll answer to daddy.
He is really cute with short hair.
For me, it's grandpa. So anyway.
I thought he would be cute with short hair, and he is. I don't like his hair. I think I'm in the minority. As I've said before, I feel like he looks like Carrot Top when he has his hair down. But he is really cute with short hair. You're right. I like it when he has it pulled up.
The hair is weird. tied back, it's weird. It just like always is like not, doesn't do it for me.
Well,
weird's a weird word to use, but that's what came to mind.
Okay. But if he walked up to you, even with his hair pulled back, and said, "Hey, I hear you saw a picture of me with short hair. You want to cut it for me and let's make out?"
Okay. I can make it work. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, So there was once again a blindside surprise. Mike, what do you think of the not announcing the number of votes? Do you like that idea? Don't like that idea? What?
What do you mean not announcing the number of votes?
Well, like instead of saying Rachel, by a vote of 5-4, Rachel, you're evicted. Instead, Julie would say, by a majority of votes, Rachel, you are evicted.
Wait, did she do that this week?
No. No, she didn't do it. But I'm a proponent for them at least throwing that in there every once
in
a while. Okay.
I like the number, and I'll tell you what. Like this couple weeks ago, this rock star vote that JC did, remember? That kind of just like, that's great TV. Maybe it makes the game, you know, a little more, it causes a little more drama for the house guests, but that's why I'm watching. That's exactly why I'm watching. I want them to kind of go a little mad. It's what they signed up for.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can see that too.
Clearly in the minority, but I wish just 1 week they would do that. And then everybody would go, "Oh my God, did they get voted out?" Or, you know, Julie says, we won't be announcing the vote totals. We'll just be announcing who had the majority of votes. And then people, like, if there was like somebody on your side that you said, "Oh, I got to get rid of him. I'll never beat him." You could vote that person out.
Sure. Okay. I if you're saying that it's going to cause more drama, I'm all in, because that's why I like the vote being read. So
I could be
behind that then.
I can see both. I can see both sides of it. So some weeks I'm with Fatty, and some weeks I do think the fact that when JC did his thing, that really did cause some commotion, and so I think that was good. But I can see both sides.
JC went in. First of all, let's address the elephant in the room, and I'm not referring to Vera because she's already left. But the elephant in the room. What the fuck was JC wearing at the eviction ceremony?
He was wearing overalls, shorts, overalls with no shirt.
It
with some kind of Gilligan
Mike,
hat.
Be nice,
Mike. I'm being nice.
He has his own unique style. Have you seen the Pokemon video of him? He body painted himself. He has fun with how he looks, and I support that.
Okay, I'm looking at him. I'm going, okay. The fuck? But anyway, he goes in the diary room and he makes this dramatic, "I'm going to have to vote to evict Rachel." You know, he knew exactly what the hell he was going to do. Don't you think?
Probably. But I mean, I think he's overly dramatic, and I mean, I have a couple of friends that kind of are, eccentric and kind of over-dramatized stuff. And I think that's fun. And, you know, I like people that do that.
All right. Enough about Joe Batanz.
Well, I did want to say one other thing about Tyler. So why do you guys think that Tyler can do whatever? So this week he chose not to change the nominations. And that's clearly his alliance. However, his alliance, at least there were no shots in the show. I don't watch the live feeds or things like that normally, but there was no shots in the show of his alliance questioning his move at all.
There was one, but it was like super brief because I was looking for it too. And the only thing I saw is like kind of right at the beginning of the episode when he decided not to use it. So the episode right after veto, there's a moment where him and Brett kind of are walking by the sliding glass door, and he just said, he kind of like shakes his head and he said, "We'll talk later." Uh-huh. That's the only moment. So like, I think conversation did happen, and he, but, and that's all they gave us was like, Tyler's going to work that out with the boy, you know?
Yeah, maybe sure.
Tyler has worked out both scenarios before he decides what he's going
to
do.
I mean, cause it's amazing to me though, that we didn't see any fallout from his alliance other than that little conversation. And I think I do remember that. And then the other side, who also thinks he's working with them, has not gotten a clue that he's the one that's flipping every week. Well, flipping, air quotes. I mean, so, you know, level six, he can do no wrong. And Falte are so dumb, they don't know that he's the one that's voting differently every week than what they think. They're, I mean, even tonight, their Rockstar was like, "I'm always on the wrong side of the vote." And I'm like, why do you guys not get the clue that it's Tyler that's voting with level six every single week? I just don't understand. Like,
well, with that other, the other side, Tyler just sits there with his mouth open, he doesn't talk. He lets them do all the talking, and he just nods his head. So,
and the other thing about this season, I don't know if it's different.
Kind of like what Mike's doing right now.
It's, I don't know if it's different this season, but I do feel like the alliances don't necessarily know who's on the other alliance. Like, I normally feel like, or maybe they're just more open about it in some season, but some seasons, it, there is a clear demarcation that they know that is the other side and this is, but this season, I don't feel like, at least they don't mention it.
You know what? It usually happens after like one large kind of blow up. So, you know, two kind of heads of both sides of the house, you know, come together and like have this large fight where like it's very clear who's on what side. And, you know, it involves tears where like people console. And then those lines are even more clear when that happens. So, and we haven't really seen a huge kind of war yet. In this
no,
season.
But do you think part of it is also because Sam and JC haven't officially chosen a side?
Could be.
I mean, they kind of have, but they are they're voting with level six.
Do you feel like?
But they don't.
Yeah, they haven't come out and said they. But I kind of feel like, and this is, you know, me reading way too much into it. But Sam, JC, and Scotty, I feel like Scotty has unofficially picked that side, but they haven't picked him.
Right.
And I feel like Sam and JC have unofficially picked level six, but level six hasn't picked them. Like, they're happy with them voting with them. They're like, "Oh, yeah, vote right. with us." But they don't consider them part of the alliance. I kind of feel bad for those three because it's like they've kind of picked a side, but the alliances aren't letting them in. Like, they're like, "Yeah, vote with us," but they're not really part
really
of the alliance.
Work in their favor, though. Like, as mm-hmm. we get closer to the end of the alliance being, you know, all that's left, then, you know, people are going to have to jump ship, and
right,
you know, who, what ship are they going to jump to?
True.
Right. All right, so Rachel was blindsided and evicted, and Mike, I would like to hear about what you thought of Rachel's exit.
God, this is why I watch the show. Like, sometimes they come out and they're like, you know, "Love you guys, bye everyone, can't wait to be your friend later, even though you all backstabbed me," and those are the adults. And then there's exits like this, where she just like ran out, her feelings are hurt. This wasn't a game to her. This was this, you know, these people really were her friends. And it's why I watch. I like kind of seeing all sides of the human experience in this, you know, experiment. It was fun. And the interview was like, she was just like out of breath the whole time. And I loved it. I love everything about the exit.
Now, did you, and I know you say you don't go online to watch other stuff. You know, they did a full interview. Julie did a full interview with her. Did you happen to go online and watch that?
No, I know that they do it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay. I didn't either. So
all I know is anyway. I saw an article because I don't know if it's Entertainment Weekly, but there's somebody that interviews Julie every week. And then they also write an article about it. Mm-hmm. And they were asking Julie about it. And she's like, "Well, she's like, you know, we had to cut back to the house guests." She said, "We were going to have the interview." And we had to cut back to the house guest because she just couldn't talk. Like, she was just speechless. And so we had to cut back, and then we finally got her to, you know, say a few words, but she said she was, like, so shocked. That, anyway.
Poor thing.
Yeah. I can tell. You're so...
Anyway, I think she nailed, put the last nail in her own coffin, and she didn't have any clue she had done it, so...
On the one hand, I mean, I know that you keep saying about Brett that... Or that you've said about Brett that he's a bigger target, so that's a reason to keep him in the house. But I also feel like everybody knows that people like Rachel are not going to win. So why vote her out when you have someone strong like Brett up against her? Because I think I would always go for the stronger contest or the stronger person in my votes to try to get all the strong people out.
Wouldn't you say that Brett seems more loyal to them, though? Like, Rachel kind of was... You just don't want someone to have, like, emotions in this house. You don't, you know, you want someone to kind of just be, like, easy to read, like, you know, clearly going to vote the way they say they're going to vote, reliable, calm.
Well, to me, Rachel and Haley were the same person, and somebody said, I think on Twitter, how is it somebody is voted out of the house and 5 minutes later they win head of household? And I mean, it's exactly right. Neither one of them had done anything this season until that episode. And
you're right. A lot of though, and this is me as a homosexual, like I rank all the guys in their fuckability, right? Like, it's just how we watch TV nowadays. Right? Or am I alone on that? But
you're right.
Okay, good. So I do that, and I kind of know who's who in the guy side. And there's some of these females that just kind of blend together because I'm not paying attention to them maybe in that way. Because in the beginning of shows like this, there's so many people that it's really hard to kind of memorize everyone unless they're, you know, the 5 foot guy or the Muslim guy, or, you know, they have something special that kind of makes them memorable.
I think that something special is a dick. That's why you and Fatty both know the guys and not the girls. I will say Angela
and I agree with you, but they also hadn't done anything this season.
No, you're right.
And by the way, that was Alex Lefebvre that made that statement.
Angela was a bitch in her little speech thing to Rachel. I mean, she called.
What,
I don't
remind
remember.
Me. What did she say?
I only remember the emotion that I felt. Angela is on my team.
Well, she
but
was just
she
like,
was just,
oh, but, you know.
It was.
Yeah, she.
Angela's so forgettable to me that I
could.
I can't even imagine her talking. I don't know what her voice sounds like.
It was mean. Right, it was exactly. Very. It was okay. Her speech. Usually, even people who voted that person out, they're usually nice. Like, you know, oh, I hope you know, I just needed to get you out for my game, yada, yada,
what's
yada.
What's best for me, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. I'll see you on the outside, you know, blah, blah. And Angela was just like, you a
good
bitch.
Riddance.
I don't like you. I voted your ass out. You skanky hoe. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was like, it was mean girl. It wasn't quite that, but that's how it felt to me.
It was not nice.
I don't.
And Rachel, who has been... It's just like
she really did get blindsided.
So, oh well.
And then Tyler walks around the house when he's in front of Fauté or whatever, his mouth's open and he's got that sad look on his face. And then when he's in front of level 6, he's smiling and oh, the plan worked and all this kind of I mean, he's playing a good game for sure.
Let's see if it catches up with him.
All right. So, we go to the head of household competition, and they had to watch some sort of little movies or whatever.
It was GIFs. It was animated GIFs. Yeah. Are you laughing because Fatty called it some kind of little movies? Is that why you're...
It's fine.
I'm sorry. I have a gentleman caller sending me a message. So
was he sending you the movie?
No, not yet. We may make one later, but anyway. So Rachel, not No, Rachel was evicted. Angela won.
Yeah, who was it? Who was it? It was down to Rachel and somebody on the other side.
No, it was down to Angela.
Or Angela. And Rockstar.
Rockstar.
And then they got to that number.
Her bad math.
Oh, my gosh.
I like when these types of challenges come down to the tiebreaker, because I feel like true, false, flip a fucking coin, you might win this. But these ones where you have to like know a number, it kind of requires them to actually, you know, prove that they're this is more than just a quick guess. So I like that.
But I'm also surprised at how low the number is, because I always think those competitions take a lot longer than they really do.
I would not be good at any of these challenges. The physical ones, the ones that require brain power, all of them I would be awful at. So I can't even like guesstimate a lot of times when they say like how many seconds or like how many. They do the one where it's like how many like little items, you know, there's 20 here. So how many are in this big thing? Like right. I would be awful at that. I'd be bad at all of these. So
are they allowed to have pencil and paper?
In the house?
They just have what? No.
No, I mean, in the house, are they allowed to have pencil and paper?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, what you could do, but I guess you can't, is after every competition or everything that happens that's of note, you could like make little notes for yourself.
No.
You know.
Right. You're not allowed to.
No. There's no pencil or paper. The closest thing to pencil and paper is that wall that they can write messages on this year with the, I don't know, stuff. It's like the
yellow pin wall.
Yeah. It's like an etch a sketch kind of thing, except it's not an etch a sketch. So anyway.
So Angela wins, but everyone knows that Bailey has the power. And then that brings
us
to
everyone know that? I mean, Brett blew the cover on it, but do people believe it? I can't imagine Rockstar is like, yep, Brett's telling the truth in his speech. Like, she doesn't like the guy.
You guys
have seen more than I have, so.
Well, I feel like everyone either believed Brett or Rachel had already told them. Because Rachel told so many people that it kind of spread around the house. And, you know, Bailey had told Rachel that, you know, I have this power. So it was coming from the horse's mouth, basically. And everyone believed Rachel when she told them, or at least it seemed that way. So I think, if not all, most of them knew.
Well, okay. they've all heard it anyway. So
yeah. And
they
wouldn't
necessarily know what all the details were. So.
And
anyway.
So, you know, not much of note happened between. We knew that Angela was going to pick someone that was obviously not in level 6. They made a little bit of, you know, in tonight's episode, they made a little bit out of, well, you know, before she did her nominations, the voice came over the speakers and announced the competition. The hacker competition.
Which is only a 2-week competition.
Yeah. And so that turned out to be,
Mike's not going to have a lot to say about this because he hadn't seen this episode yet.
But he has assured us he's okay with spoilers. Yeah. So, basically they do a competition immediately following the nominations.
Nominations, right.
And whoever wins that competition, and nobody knows who, so they all go in a separate room.
Wait a minute, before we get to that. Mike, who do you think Angela nominated for?
I was going to ask you guys because I really don't know. Who do I think Angela nominated? I'm not good at playing this game. Just tell me, please.
Okay.
Well, she nominated. Oh God, who did? It was just I have Alzheimer's.
Rockstar and Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So then they all go out in the backyard and they're each in this little room and they're all competing together at the same time, but in individual little rooms with a computer in them.
Yeah.
And so they're hacking into the computers. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And what happens is there's a word. It's kind of like the jumble. A word comes up and the letters are all jumbled up and it has something to do with Big Brother. Like one of them was backdoor.
Anal lice. Okay.
Anal lice.
Alliance. Right. Yes. Yeah,
got
exactly.
It.
Anal lice. And then they're all competing at exactly the same time. And the first three to get the correct word figured out and type it in win a point. And there's seven rounds. And the person with the most points at the end of the seven rounds wins the hacker prize or whatever.
Yeah, and, and I didn't get to this, but the hacker, the power that the hacker has is very – it's a really good power. So they can replace one nomination after the nomination ceremony – or any time after the nomination ceremony – and they're anonymous. Right. Nobody knows who the hacker is. They can just say, I want Scotty to come down and I want so-and-so to go up or whatever, for instance. They also...
For instance, which is what the hacker did.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. That's why it came to my mind. So, and then the second power is they can...
They can choose one of the people to participate in the veto competition.
Yep.
Okay, great.
And then there's a third thing.
And the third is they can choose to have one person's vote in the diary room on eviction night not count.
Wow. So they can do all of these each week?
Yes.
They do all three of them, but it's only a two-week competition.
Yeah.
Now, does everyone in the house know all of those rewards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't know. So anyway, the competition happened. So we said Scotty and Rockstar were nominated, and then the competition happened. And I just want to say that I got a little bit of happiness, joy.
Let me go ahead and say it for you. I got a little bit of happiness and joy because Brett started with his shit about being a cybersecurity engineer, and he didn't get a single fucking question right.
Oh, he got one, but oh my God. And they made a point to like, he's like, I'm a cybersecurity expert and this is the game for me. And then he sucked. Oh, I was so happy about that. I was like, woo! Anyway.
And JC is like, can't they have one of these words in Spanish?
You know? Yeah, JC got zero. And so...
JC could barely reach the keyboard, honestly.
It came down to, I think it was either going to be Tyler or...
It was either going to be Tyler or...
Haley.
Haley or... There was one more.
Was it Scotty?
No, I think it was Angela.
I'm not sure.
Or anyway, it may have been Scotty.
It was Angela. But anyway, so it came down to one or two. For sure, Tyler and Haley... And Haley got the last one, and no one else did, or none of the other ones that were against. She had 4 points.
Okay.
And so they all go out, and Haley is, you know, she is, I'm going to tell you, she's been under the radar, and I thought she was one of those, you know, players that wasn't really playing. But I tell you what, tonight she impressed me. So she played well tonight. She lied. They were like, oh, how many did you get? And she said 2. It was 4. She had a perfectly believable face. Like, she was lying really well.
All right. And so, Mike, we know that Haley took Scotty off the block. Who do you think she put up?
Adam just told me if she wanted to take... Who did you say?
No, I didn't.
I don't like this game.
I haven't said it.
I don't think he said it.
No, I didn't.
Just tell me.
Okay. Well, I was shocked, but this was such a good game move because, okay, she put up Tyler.
Okay.
But I want to say I didn't think that anyone in the house was on to Tyler.
She's on to him.
And she's on to him. Like, she gave a little diary room thing where she was like, I've got to pick someone who's playing both sides and kind of, you know, each side doesn't know that this person is playing both sides. And then they call everyone in the room and they say, and they have this hooded, you know, you can't see their face. The hacker has chosen to take off Scotty. And I was surprised. Anyway, I was like, oh, my God, Haley, good move.
Like, and really even Tyler in his diary room afterwards, he said, I don't know who the hacker is, but you got me. That was a good move. I'm surprised it hadn't happened before now.
Seeing her out on that hammock with Brett last week kind of you know, flirting, like walking that line. They were kind of like touching each other's legs and stuff. I knew she was playing this game well. That doesn't surprise me entirely.
So, yeah. And so she put him up, and then that was kind of the end of tonight's episode.
Right.
But it was a super good move. And
it was a great episode. Alex Lefebvre came in early to the chat room, and he says, this was a great episode. And it really is. So you'll definitely want to watch it, Mike, even though you know what's happening.
And I love the hacker game as well. I mean, I like it. I mean, it gives them a lot of power, but I liked the game they chose. I liked the fact that no one...
It's a lot of power.
And I like the fact that no one knows.
And nobody knows.
I like that.
The thing with the powers like that, though, like if the people you like are in control, you don't like the power. But if it's the people you don't like that are in control, you're cool with it.
But there again, if somebody on your own alliance, you feel like you can't beat them, this gets back to what I was saying earlier. It's a secretly way to get somebody out that they'll never know it was you.
Well, I also enjoy a level playing field. And I feel like this week it levels it just a little bit. Because if level 6 had won it, they're already... the gods are already so stacked in their favor. You know,
sure,
or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, I wanted one of the floaters to get it. Or one of the... Just to even it out a little bit.
Okay.
I know. Right. I don't like anyone who's winning. I'm just, you know, anti.
All right. So it's time for spoilers. But before we get to spoilers, do you want to know why I think Scotty, what the newest clues about Scotty are before or after spoilers?
I just want to know. So let's go right to that. Is that okay?
Okay. Well, I think it was after Rachel was evicted, or it was after the nominations, Scotty gives Brett a hug and says, oh, you're a good hugger. And Brett's response was, you have no idea.
That could be innocent.
I saw that, but I didn't think anything of it.
Okay.
I mean, right, of course, Brett is flirting.
He didn't say that to Tyler. Okay.
Maybe Tyler's not a good hugger.
Well, yeah, that's probably it. And then tonight, after Scotty is nominated, he gets up and goes, I'll do anything for anybody. I'll do this for you and this for you. And he looks at Brett and he says, and I'll do special favors for you.
God.
Oh, I missed that. I missed that as well.
Oh God, Scotty, I don't know. I'm going to have to be on the lookout now to see if I picked it. I never got a gay vibe, but I've been wrong before.
I can say this. I don't know that it's a good move to flirt with Brett, because I think Brett's pretty straight. So, I mean, I don't think you're winning any votes from Brett flirting with him as a guy. I mean, that's...
Well, Brett, he may win Brett's... Brett may win Scotty's vote.
Well, yeah, I can see it the other way, but I don't know why Scotty would be doing it, because it would be a good assumption to make that might not be well received.
So, didn't somebody give Brett a hand job? Did that happen in the house?
Well, there's speculation.
One of the girls, I think. Wasn't it the crazy
Caitlin
girl, Caitlin?
Caitlin,
whatever?
Yeah. There was some footage of After Dark or the live not aired things where supposedly a hand would look like it was going up and down or something under the sheet, you know, or whatever.
Do you watch the feeds, Fatty?
I don't.
Oh, I'm dying to know.
I did watch it one year. I watched the feeds, but
I'm dying to know. This might be out of place, and sorry for hijacking the show like this. But you know, in the shower, how they have the frosted glass so you can't see the private parts. What do they do for JC? Because like you can see like the knees down on most people. But
this is an excellent question, Mike Lawson. I don't know, unless he showers with his underwear. Or, you know, JC, he probably didn't care if the world sees his dick.
True.
So, anyway. Okay.
Move forward.
Proportionately to him, they say that it's quite large.
Also, not related at all, but I'm thinking about Brett. In Brett's speech, he lied again. He just, every time he gives a speech, he just tells a bald face, just lie. Every speech.
I think that's the world we live in. Yeah, he wants to rock the boat. He wants to, who's going to pay for the wall? Right? Like, he's doing that. He is doing, you know, what, you know, works.
And it's working. All right. So, spoilers. Here are the people that play for the power of Ito. It's Casey, Brett.
I'm counting on my fingers.
Okay. Casey, Brett, Scotty, Tyler, Rockstar, and Angela.
Oh my God. That's level six stacked. I mean, there's like what? One of the other team or two?
Okay. Jesse, the bodybuilder, is the host of the Power of Veto competition.
Mm-hmm. Another muscle head that uses his muscle to kind of get his way and be douchey. You know, Adam must love him.
Uh-huh. And this is one of the competitions. I don't know what they did, but this is one of those that you can have this or, you know, pick a prize. Okay. So, mm-hmm. you know, the first person that wins chooses the power of veto, and there's a Hawaiian vacation, and there's $5,000 and the power of veto, but there are also three punishments. One is someone has to wear a peanut costume for a week. And every time a peanut song plays on the loudspeaker, they have to get up and dance around and sing the peanut song.
Okay.
One person has to be Jesse's chef. Okay. It has to be the fitness chef. So every time Jesse comes over the loudspeaker, they have to go cook something for the house. And then they have to do like jumping, like they had to do, all right, get up and make flapjacks for the house and do jumping jacks while you're doing it, you know, stuff like that. And then the third one is someone, and I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something that they have to, they either have to act like or dress up like an old granny.
Okay. And are you going to tell us who won what?
Punishments are so stupid.
I will. I will. Okay. Casey won the dancing peanut.
Oh, she got the rainbow suit too.
Right. Rockstar got the healthy chef.
Okay.
Okay.
Poor thing.
And winning the granny competition is Brett.
Oh,
okay.
How does that make you feel?
Adam will enjoy that, and winning the power of veto is Angela.
Okay.
Now everything on the chatter says that Angela plans to take off Tyler,
of course.
And who do you think she'll put up?
Well, she's going to put up Bailey.
Anyway, Angela plans to take off Tyler, and she's going. Okay, I don't know if I can hear y'all, but anyway, she's going to put up Bailey. So that's going to be a blonde.
Damn it! I am level six. I just feel like they have too much power, and that I cannot stand people who walk around all like. Arrogant and like, oh yeah, we're just running the show. We just do everything, you know, and whatever. I want them to be knocked down a peg or two. I think.
I understand you. I feel like I watch this more like, I'll watch any baseball game. Okay. I don't care what teams are playing. Maybe I'll have one I favor over the other, but like I'm watching it for the game. And it's the same with this. I don't get too worked up if like the people I like go home because somebody's got to go home. there's always someone left. Like, I kind of just, you know, watch it for the sport of it more than anything. So I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, I probably get too emotional. I don't know these people.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like,
it's not even that much money. You know, it's how much do they even win? They don't win $1 million on this show, right?
Yeah, I think it's a half million.
250,000?
No, I think it's a $500,000.
Okay. Still.
But after taxes, you know, that's only 250,000 or, you know, maybe 300.
Yeah.
Because when you win a prize, it's like 50%. So.
Yeah. And it's like you're now one of 20 people who have won this show. You're not that unique. You know, you're not, unless you've got like a ton of charm, you're not going on to host a TV show or do, you know, too much. This isn't the launch of an acting career that it used to be, or not even acting, but like a career in Hollywood where you'll, you know, host a crummy Big Brother kind of like cable sort of show. But
yeah, I think the most that's ever happened is one of the original Big Brother people, I think, has a Big Brother podcast and may make a living off of that. Maybe that's Survivor. Is it Survivor where the Rob has a podcast or something, like was a Survivor? I don't know. Anyway, and then like all the other Big Brother people, they either get them on Amazing Race or Survivor, you know, or they come back to Big Brother at some point to do something. Right. So I've never seen any of them.
Maybe a couple of them like interview people on the red carpet for E or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like a couple of the really kind of charming, beautiful ones.
But. Well, anyway, damn it. She's going to put up Bailey because she's been talking. She talked about it all night. I was so irritated that Bailey didn't use her. What is she saving her power for? Because Angela is HOH. It is obvious that she's going to nominate someone that's in Bailey's alliance because, I mean, come on. Who else is she going to? There are floaters, but I mean, you know. I mean,
do we know when Bailey can use it? Like when? So it's like after nominations are made, but.
No, she has to do it before nominations.
Oh.
And
we know that that's. So she can. It's not that she changes nominations. It's that she makes nominations.
Right. She has to say, I want to replace. She has to do it before the nomination ceremony.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
And so I was sitting there during the nomination ceremony and I was thinking, okay, Bailey, stand up or whatever you got to do, you know, or somebody come over the loudspeaker and say, you know, say, oh, the whatever, you know, the thing has been used and the nominations have been replaced or whatever. And nothing. I'm like, what the hell are you waiting for? I mean, why are you, what week is going to be better? Level 6 is in power.
Yeah.
You're not on their side. Like, why are you going to do that? So, I don't know.
You like Bailey. You're a Bailey fan, though, being said, right?
No, I'm not a Bailey fan. In fact, I thought that she really acted, I didn't like the whole confrontation with JC, where...
Oh, right.
He said the N word and she said, you know, I'll just say the F word and the M word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so that really rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't like the way she's treating her own alliance. However, I just think it's stupid. I think she's played the game stupidly the past week.
All right. How about the game? Mike, did you pick a team?
No team for me. In fact, I certainly have people I like. But I'm along for the ride. Like when you get me to that final two, I'll tell you who I think should win. But until we're there, I'm along for the ride.
Okay, so let me ask this. All right, so Bailey, if Bailey goes up and Bailey and Rockstar are on the block, do you think Bailey will go home?
I don't know. I think it's certainly very possible. Yes.
I think she will because that means she would not get to use her power. See, I think they want to put her up. Oh, and by the way, Bailey came up to talk to Haley tonight about something, and And Haley was like, "Oh, we're all together on all of this." And as Bailey was walking out of the room, she stuck her tongue out at the camera and went, she's like, "Eh, get out of here, Bailey." So I don't think she likes Bailey.
All right,
Mama, I love it.
So really quickly, we'll go to the contest. So, the contest. Fatty has Tyler, Brett, Scotty, and Faisal. I have Sam. I had Winston and Casey and Angela, and I've replaced Winston now for JC. Big Fatty in the past week has had, and Tyler was nominated for eviction.
I got a power of veto.
Well, Tyler was not. Let's do the negatives. Tyler was nominated for eviction. Brett was nominated for eviction, and Scotty was nominated for eviction. That's a total of minus 15 points.
Yeah. Brett was already nominated for eviction. There's only two.
I didn't have Brett on your score as of last week.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't spoilers.
Okay.
So that was minus 15. And then you got a plus 10 because...
Tyler won
power veto. Plus 5 because Tyler won power veto. Sorry. Okay. So that brings your score to a negative 5.
Okay.
Hooray.
I was at negative 15 and Angela won HOH, and that gives me plus 10.
Wait, did you have her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like her, but she's on my team. Anyway, okay. So that puts me at negative 5. So we are tied.
Oh, my Lord. We are tied.
We are tied at negative 5.
Who would have ever guessed Angela would have brought you back to tie up with me?
Yeah,
I'm glad you recognized she was even on your team.
I'm glad you recognized who the hell she was.
So there we go. So we're even. Mike, I don't know if you listen to this regularly or if you remember what we say, if you do, but I feel like the scoring I kind of screwed up on, and it's very likely that we're both going to be negative at the end. I mean, because you get negative points for someone being nominated and also for going home, and it kind of, in my mind, is going to even out. Even if you have the top three, two of them are going to get, anyway, so I don't know. We may both be negative at the end.
We may both end up with anal lice is what he's saying.
Exactly. All right, I think we should wrap this up.
Mike, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoyed myself. And you spoiled everything for me, but I think I'm still going to watch. So,
but it's good. It really is a great episode Sunday night. So you'll get to see that on Monday. So
great.
Anyway, and you listen to spoilers anyway. They don't really bother you.
I don't avoid the internet until I watch the episode. So
yeah. Didn't I spoil you one? Was it you that I spoiled one time on Twitter about something? And
did. Oh, okay. I forget. I think you might have been a Big Brother episode.
And I felt so bad, and I thought you were going to hate me forever.
One of my favorite memories of Mike Lawson was one year at Pride 48 in Las Vegas that we were standing there watching Big Brother together or whatever.
In the bathroom.
Oh, it was in the bathroom. That's right. I forgot.
There was a TV in the bathroom.
And the TVs in the mirrors in the bathroom. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, who would have known it was, and here we are now. So Mike, thank you so much for being here. Tell everybody one more time where they can find you.
You can pretty much search any social media place and find me by searching Mr. Mike Lawson. And then my podcast I do with Joey is over at catchinguppodcast.com.
Okay. And
all right. Well,
thank you again. And we'll see you in the chat room maybe one day soon.
All right. Bye, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. I ran out of music, but I was going to say, what does she say? I wrote it down last week, and I can't remember what the hell she said.
From outside the Big Brother house.
From outside the Big Brother house.
I'm the Chen Bot.
I'm Adam Burns.
Let's eavesdrop on the house guest.
Let's eavesdrop on the house guest. Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm Adam Burns. Yeah. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night. I can't talk.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.